Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about how to make your RV air conditioning units on your roof work so much better than they do now. Yes, there's a lot of RVers that complain every year about how poorly their roof air conditioning units work, especially when it gets really hot in the summertime, because things can get very uncomfortable inside an RV fast. There's others that complain too about the loud noise that their air conditioners constantly make. So is there a way to improve the efficiency of most RV air conditioner units and quiet them down at the same time? Well, the good news is, yes, there is a way to do that. But this video is really only about ducted air conditioner systems in RVs. So if you don't have a ducted system in your ceiling, well, this is not going to work for you. But why do so many ducted RV air conditioner systems work so poorly and are so loud? Well, let's cover the reasons for that. One reason is that the intake and the output openings are right next door to each other within inches in these air conditioning units. Now, in houses, they're much farther apart, so there's not an issue of bleed over from one section to the other. But what I found is that when I went up into my air conditioners and took a look at the wall that's supposed to separate those two areas between the intake and the output, that wall is usually nothing more than just a flimsy piece of plastic, and there were huge gaps around the edges of that partition. So what that means is there was air pouring out of my output that was then just crossing right over into the intake part of the air conditioner, and it wasn't even coming out into the RV. Well, you can imagine how badly that reduces air conditioner efficiency. It's certainly not working at its peak capacity. Well, what about the noise part of air conditioners? What causes that? Well, most RV air conditioners just dump the cold air that comes out of that output section into an open area that's called the plenum before it goes into your ducting work in the ceiling. In the plenum, the air is trying to find the openings for the ducts, but it tends to get in this round and round swirling motion there in the plenum. And that's because the duct openings for many RV ceiling units are only about an inch and a half tall and 7 inches wide. So all of this air swirls around because it's trying to find an easy way to get into the ducts, and it's not very easy to do that. Now, this also puts back pressure on the air conditioner output, making it further inefficient. All of this is going to result in a noisy, inefficient RV air conditioning unit. Well, how do you solve this? We know what the problem is. We know what causes the problem. How do you solve it? The good news is the folks at CoolRV.com have really gone a long way towards solving this issue. And they have a product that's called the AC Connect. It's a very simple product. And what it does is it directly connects the output from your air conditioner to the duct work in your RV. It makes it a direct connection. No having to search for it and swirl around to find the duct openings. And they claim that it therefore produces about a 44% improvement in the efficiency of the air conditioner. And if that's the case, that would be incredible. They also say that it can be installed fairly easily, pretty much by most RV owners themselves, so you don't really have to hire someone to do it. Well, I decided to give their product a try on my 2 fifth-wheel Dometic roof air conditioning units. And so what I did is I went to their website, I followed their instructions to the letter to make sure that I was installing it correctly. So let me now demonstrate for you exactly what I did to install their AC Connect. Well, here you see the outside cover of my roof air conditioner in the bedroom. And what we're looking at is the outside cover on the ceiling. So I removed the part of the cover that holds the air conditioner filter material. And when you do that, this exposes the screws that need to be removed to go ahead and take that whole cover down. After the cover was off, which was very simple, you then can see the base plate of the roof air conditioner that connects to the roof portion of the air conditioner. Now, that base plate really needed to be removed to get free access to the intake and the output areas of the AC. And there were 4 long screws that I needed to remove to take that base plate down. When the screws were removed, the base plate didn't just come down because that partition was connected to it. And it was connected to the sidewalls of that air conditioner system or area by AC duct tape. So I took a utility knife and I cut those areas where the tape connected it to the walls. And then the whole base plate came down with the partition on it. I then took that partition wall and removed it from the base plate, and it was no longer really needed at that point because if you install the AC Connect, the air is going direct into the ducts and you don't need a partition at that point. Well, now the hole underneath of the air conditioner is visible and it was easy for me to work on. So I installed the top of the AC Connect from Cool RV into the smaller rectangular output opening in the air conditioner, and it just snapped right into place. Then they provide you some screws so that you can put that in. They're self-tapping screws, and that makes that connection very secure. It's not going to come out. After doing that, I also used some of the air conditioning duct tape that they sent with the product, and I sealed all around that area to make sure it's airtight. No air can get out. Now, that leaves the flexible arms then that have fittings on the end of those arms that have to be inserted directly into the duct openings in your ceiling. I did that. It was very simple, very easy. They connect and go right in. Then I used that AC duct tape that they sent, and I sealed around those fittings as well. And that makes sure no air is escaping there. Now, at this point, the AC Connect is installed because you have it going straight up into the output of the air conditioner. And then the arms are connecting straight into the duct openings. So the installation is complete now. And at that point, I just reinstalled the base plate. I put the cover back on. I put on the section that holds the air filter in place. And I was done. Well, that was it. That's all I had to do to install their product. As I said before, I did both air conditioners. And the first one, I would have to say, took me a little over an hour to do because I was being very careful. I was following everything, learning how they wanted it installed and so on. The second air conditioner only took about 45 minutes to install. And I have to say that, yes, I feel that most RV owners indeed could install these products themselves. Well, the proof is in the pudding. So what were the results? The results were immediate when I turned the air conditioning system on, and they were amazing. A lot more cold air was coming out of my ductwork, and they were less noisy too, much less noisy. So here's what I recommend. If you think this could work for you, then visit coolrv.com and see if they have a product that will work with your brand of air conditioner. They do cover most brands out there, so there should be something to help you. Well, I hope the video I've made today will be very helpful, that it will help keep your RV cooler and quieter on your RV travels this summer. And that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.